darling.
Drop Me Here, Darling features Norma Ronald, Edward Judd, Gordon Clyde, and as Leslie and Caroline Duggan, Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett. Business failure and divorce are bad enough, but Leslie Duggan's found the only job he can get is as chauffeur to his ex-wife. Still, he tries to keep his spirits up, and sometimes in the pub with an old friend, he even manages to put some down. Water with it, Leslie.
If the barman rinsed the glass, that should be enough.
Look, I've been meaning to say, I hope you don't mind my seeing Caroline.
Oh, good heavens, no.
Are you sure? I know you've been divorced for years, but, well, we're old friends.
Derek, I'm delighted.
You know we're off to Rome this weekend?
Yes, you said you might be, if you can get someone to run the shop.
Oh, I have.
Caroline's been easier to work for since you got together.
So you don't mind my taking her out?
No, I just mind you bringing her back. When she's out with you in the evening, I only have to chauffeur her in the day.
But you mean some evenings you have to work?
And weekends, if it's vital. It's in my contract.
Funny, working for your ex-wife.
Well, most chaps do, I find. The block where I live, there's only one not paying alimony.
Oh, well, you do get to drive a Rolls,
yeah.
Even if you are the wife's chauffeur.
That's not something I spread around, you know. I mean, since this happened, I look a bit of a twit.
Leslie, your friends don't think of you as any different.
Thanks.
How's your own love life? What happened to that hot little number I saw you with at Christmas? Unusual name.
Alaria.
Yeah. Well, I said it was unusual.
It was a ship. A ship her father served on before he married. Pity it wasn't the Titanic.
Bad?
Remember I moved back in the spring, just before I started working for Caroline? I had to. To get away from malaria.
Oh, she got a bit too keen.
Obsessed. Knocks on the door all night. Phone calls. Leslie, say you love me. How can you say, I love you, Alaria? Sounds like the start of a limerick.
Oh, Lord, it's 2:30. Yeah. I must get back to the shop.
Yeah, if you ever run into Alaria, don't tell her my new address.
Poor old Leslie. Makes me see how lucky I am with Caroline.
Ah, she's a dear girl. Look after her.
I shall. Well, in fact, this weekend in Rome, I may very well ask her to...
I can guess. I'm so happy for you both.
And you have a good weekend, too.
I shall. I'm going fishing.
Fishing?
A friend of mine near Swansea. He knows this lake, you see. It's full of monster pike.
Pike?
Yeah.
Hey, you know I'm quite keen with a spinner.
Oh, I'd have asked you. Do you know, we had a 30-pounder last time.
No.
We'll break the record there one day. You watch. Lovely spot. No one knows about it.
You lucky devil. Yeah. What a find. 30-pounder, eh?
Yeah. Come sometime. Well, enjoy yourself with Caroline.
Who?
Caroline.
Oh, yes. And you're going this weekend?
Yes, perfect weather.
Well, look, I mean, it wasn't definite with Caroline.
No?
We could do the Rome trip next weekend. She won't mind.
Won't she?
Will she?
Well, you know, I suppose.
No, of course she won't. Still, better not tell her what we're up to. I'll say I couldn't get anyone for the shop.
Yeah?
My usual stand-in's mum broke her leg or something.
I want to thank you, Caroline, for an excellent lunch. And as to our little business proposition, well, the answer's a provisional yes.
That's wonderful, Kramer.
I guess a Canadian outlet could be very good for you.
And for Kramer Hotchkiss store.
Right. Mm-hmm. I may be a founder member of the International Force for Light, but charity stops in business. I need mail order know-how, and your firm Quantum has it. Frankly, I already had talks with a guy.
I have a rival.
Not anymore. Fowler's divorced twice.
Oh, yes.
He admitted it from his own sulphurous mouth. An example, Caroline, of the sickness of modern society. Divorce, fornication, the breakup of the family. Fowler actually made a joke of it. I nearly knocked him down. I'm afraid my temper gets the better of me. And having been an amateur heavyweight at Yale... Hey, is your husband Leslie still a squash man?
Oh, yes, of course. We don't play together since the... The development of a more spiritual relationship.
Don't say you've read our book.
Book?
Inter-soul dialogue within the temple of marriage.
I was pleased to hear you finally taken the plunge, Kramer.
Yeah, I guess I waited long enough. Because I was searching, Caroline, for a girl as pure and innocent as the young bride I finally found. In the hope I'd achieve a marriage as blissful as yours. Yeah, I'd like to see Leslie again. It's been years.
Oh, well, I'm afraid he's awfully busy.
You mean he drives himself?
Oh, all the time.
Look, why don't you both come down this weekend?
This weekend?
I bought this estate in Sussex for when we're over here. I'm trying the shooting. And what I used to like best was shooting moose. But now I got an English wife. She takes precedence. She'll be there. You can meet her.
Oh, and not this weekend, I'm afraid, Kramer. I'm going away with my boyfriend.
With what?
Leslie and myself.
Leslie, sure, he's included. I'd like his opinion of my new Purdy gun. I've seen him shoot, remember?
Sorry, I can't make it. We may be in Rome.
Maybe. Well, you mean it's not fixed yet?
Well, almost.
Well, make Rome another weekend. This is the only one I'm free. We could get some of our mail order deal down on paper. Unless you're going off the idea.
Oh, no. No. I'd like to do that.
Great. This weekend it is, then. What say we order a mineral water to celebrate?
Great.
Will you be requiring the car this afternoon, madam?
No, thanks, Leslie. And as there's no one else here, you can drop the madam. How's your lunch?
Fine, but there's a message from Derek. Hmm? Says he can't get anyone to run the shop this Saturday. He'll ring you later.
Oh, dear. We were going to Rome.
Well, the man who usually does it can't. His mother broke her leg.
Ah, that'll be little Mr. Dakin. Oh, I'm sorry. Still, as it happens, we couldn't have gone anyway.
Oh?
I've got to spend the weekend with Kramer Hotchkiss.
Not that awful Canadian.
Used to shoot with Bill.
What, that one who came to dinner once when we were married, kept shaking his head at Zoe's cleavage.
Did he?
I thought he was trying different angles. Yeah, I sat him opposite so he could enjoy it. Turned out he disapproved.
He would. I suppose that's why he kept poking himself in the ear with his fork. Well, he hasn't changed, except he's got married.
Yeah. What for? Get his socks done?
Lord knows. He wants to show off the new bride. You know what men are when they marry late in life.
Lucky.
Still, I need his Quebec outlet. So we have to accept.
We?
Sorry, Leslie. His invitation includes you.
Well, I'd rather spend a weekend in crew with Brian Clough.
I'm sure you would. But this is a duty. Read your contract.
But I'm going fishing.
Oh, well. If you feel like resigning, there must be other jobs you can get.
I think we're almost here, darling. I mean, I believe we're approaching the Hotchkiss residence, madam.
No, you were right the first time. This weekend, it's darling.
Yeah, you could have fooled me. You've scarcely said a word all the way down. Cross because you couldn't go to Rome with Derek.
Oh, don't mention that name unless you've got a mouthful of Gucci.
Hmm?
If you must know, he's been deceiving me.
Derek?
Rome said poor Mr. Dakin couldn't do the shop because his mother broke her leg.
Yes, I delivered the message, remember?
Well, he'd forgotten Mrs. Dakin owns a newsagent I use. I called him to sympathize and got the shock of my life. She was up a ladder, painting the ceiling.
Good Lord. Well, you know, that
That generation don't give in easily.
It was all a con. She said she was perfectly fit and her son was doing Derek's shop while he went fishing.
Good grief. I can scarcely believe it. Obviously, when I said,
It's all right, you needn't blame yourself.
Good, then I won't.
He's off with some blouse filling, no doubt. Oh, I am finished with the opposite sex. By the way, what happened to your little problem? That girl with the funny name?
Ilaria. I don't know what happened to her, thank God. I'm finished with the opposite sex, too.
You're not. Not this weekend.
Hmm?
Something I didn't tell you. We're not divorced.
Now, don't be silly, darling. I've got the papers. Nothing personal, but I carry them on me. Plus photocopies in a safe deposit box.
I mean, we're not divorced as far as Kramer's concerned.
Eh?
Well, he's a Puritan, disapproves of divorce. So this weekend we have to act as though we're still married.
But look, you know I hate violence.
But if he knew I'm divorced, I lose the deal.
But we can't. I mean, it's bound to slip out.
Well, slip it back again. This weekend you are my wealthy husband, not my chauffeur and skint. Ah, hello, here we are. Turn up this drive. Now, just behave yourself and don't mention divorce. He doesn't like divorced men. Tends to knock them down. Kramer.
Caroline and Leslie. Good of you to come.
Yeah, Kramer, good of you to divorce us. invite us.
Now, just leave everything and come right in. Yes. I can't wait to introduce you to my new bride,
Caroline. Oh, we're looking forward to that, Kramer.
Hey, she tells me you've already met Leslie.
Hmm?
If you care to wait here a second while I go find her.
We'll be here. Kramer's bride. This will be good. Some menopausal female Osborne, no doubt. With horn-toed spectacles.
No English, apparently, and quite young.
Must be his money.
She has a curious name, he told me, but I've forgotten. Comes from a ship or something.
Ship?
That her father served on.
What? What? No, look, I'm afraid I'll have to go home. I forgot to put the gas off. So if you don't mind, I'll...
Caroline and Leslie, my pleasure to present to you the sweetest, purest girl in the world, Ilaria.
Oh, my God.
Leslie and I have met. We knew each other quite well.
Yeah, not well. Hardly ever. Hardly at all. We just used to get on the same bed. Same train.
Well, now, I'll be interested to hear about that. Maybe you'd like to freshen up.
Oh, thank you, Kramer.
While I fetch my gun for Leslie.
You what? No, look, let's be civilized, please.
Huh? You can't object, surely, not with your reputation.
It's not true. Whatever you've heard.
But I've watched you.
Oh, God.
There's going to be some shooting here this weekend, that's why I asked you.
You planned it.
Well, sure. No. But I respect the person's beliefs. I mean, if you turn anti-blood sports, we'll leave you out.
Yeah, anti-blood... Oh. Oh, I see what you mean. No, I haven't changed.
I thought not. Why, that weekend in Norfolk 69, you were pulling them down all day.
Eh? Oh, the pheasants. Yes.
Now, Ilaria will show you to the guest room, and I'll get your grips from the car. This will be a weekend you'll remember.
You mean that's her?
Yes.
And you used to...
All over the place.
You mouldering old stag.
She can't have told him.
I wouldn't like to be in your shoes if he finds out.
Neither would I. Come on, we'll leave.
No. I've told you this weekend's important. I can't stop you going, but we're miles from anywhere. You'll have to walk. You're not using my Rolls as a getaway car.
Darling, if she talks, I'll be homogenized.
It's your own fault for fooling around. Now, pull yourself together, get dressed for dinner. Plenty of aftershave. It'll hide the smell of fear.
Honey, this is delicious. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, this guy Fowler. He sat there, just like you three are now, and actually joked about being divorced. Then he suggested, if the ladies will excuse me, that I meet his girlfriend. Girlfriend! You may imagine I had no wish to foul my gaze on that scarlet woman. Such females are daughters of Gomorrah and well...
Sodom.
An example of our sick society. Girlfriends, boyfriends, divorce, and sin. Hey, is that the door? Pardon me. Awkward staff not working weekends. We really need help.
I know the feeling.
Okay.
Is Caroline Duggan here?
Something wrong?
I got her weekend address from her office and drove down. I feel so awful. Oh, I'm her boyfriend.
Her what?
Her ex-boyfriend, Derek Mann.
Oh, you mean from the past?
Sorry, but I couldn't ring. She'd just hang up on me. I need to see her patch up this silly row we had.
Look, you're a little late, fella.
She's gone.
In a way. You know she's married now.
Married? Married? Look, can I come in?
No. Could be embarrassing. Her husband's in there with us right now. I better go and have a quiet word with her. Now, you stay right where you are.
How do you like Sussex, Ilaria?
Oh, it's all right. It's helped me to forget.
Forget what?
Never mind, darling. I expect she's forgotten.
Oh!
Say, Caroline.
Yes?
Could you come and help with a small problem in the kitchen?
Hmm? Well, yes, Kramer, if I can.
In here, Caroline.
What is it, Kramer?
Guy's turned up, says he's your boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Well, ex-boyfriend. I didn't want to say in front of Leslie. Said his name was Derek something.
Looks as if you caught me out. I know you think it's immoral.
Oh, a little teenage half-holy isn't so bad.
Isn't it?
I guess you haven't met since you were, what, 16, 17?
Do you?
Even though Ilaria and I abstain from premarital concourse with the opposite gender, I hope we're not bigots. Now, you better see this guy. Tell him the score. I'll come with you.
Oh, no.
Now, I feel happier. He looks a little wild. Here, I'll take your arm. The guy's at the front door.
Why, Derek. After all this time.
Caroline, I came to apologize. But now I'm told you've been married all along. And I've got to live with my conscience. You realize I just booked a hotel bedroom in Rome for the two of us?
The two of you?
Him and his conscience. He's fantasizing, Kramer. I suppose you can't forgive me, you know, for standing him up at the youth club social.
I should be glad to see you leave my home, sir.
There are still some things to be said.
In that case, I have just a baby to see you on your way.
Just go. Get out before Kramer murders you.
Right, fella. This gun can put a bullet through a moose when it's driving a Sherman tank.
Good grief. Is he mad?
Well, he doesn't look very pleased.
Sorry. Just thought I'd drop in as I was passing. It mustn't stop.
That guy has some nerve. All that from an innocent teenage friendship?
Yes.
Let's not mention this to Leslie. I know how he'd feel. Any guy fooled with my wife would be on a homicide charge.
Thank heavens you've come round, darling.
I just can't stand it any longer. I've told Claire to ring us in an hour or so, late night emergency stuff, and call us back to town. How long are you hogging this wash basin?
No, not long, darling. Just going to clean my teeth.
All right. I'm going downstairs to get a book from the library.
You keep quiet.
Mrs. Hotchkiss.
If you don't open that door, I'll rip my nightdress and shout, rape!
Look, can't we talk somewhere else? You know, like the middle of the lawn.
Oh, we've got an hour. Kramer's always on the telex till one.
Poor chap. Look, it's been nice to have this chat, but I must get back to Caroline.
Stay there. Caroline won't talk, or I'll tell Kramer you're divorced.
Look, what can I do for you? Do you want me to get rid of a spider?
You know what I want. And I want it now.
Difficult. I had mumps recently.
Oh, I couldn't believe it when I heard Leslie Duggan was coming. After all those months looking for you. Oh, Leslie.
Oh, Mrs. Hotchkiss. They were my goals. No, Pete, no. No, let go of that, please. Please, you're a married woman.
I only married him when I despaired of finding you. Surely you know that.
Yeah, but let's talk first. I'll make it brief. Because I'll be dead quite soon. You can't do this to Kramer. He's not a... Well, all right, he is. But it's cheap. I mean, doing this behind his back.
Oh, damn you.
Don't you see?
Yes.
It had to be said. Be brave.
I knew I couldn't do it.
Ah.
I couldn't have a sordid affair.
Of course you couldn't. You're too honest a person.
Yes, you're right. We must do it honestly. Go and tell him.
Why?
Tell him that you want him to divorce me. That you and I are going away together. Leslie, are you all right? Leslie, darling, wake up.
In. Leslie, where are you? Oh, Kramer.
Now, don't get upset, Caroline, but there's a call from your secretary. Just took it in my office. Not too serious, but your mother broke her leg.
No. Mother, I'll have to go.
Oh, sure. Now, don't worry about our deal. I'll get something on paper and send it. Where's Leslie?
Leslie?
Your husband.
Oh, that Leslie. Oh, I'm not sure. He must have slipped out for a bit. A bit of fresh air. He wasn't with you downstairs.
Leslie, what's the matter with you? Whimpering like a schoolgirl.
Lord. I'm sorry I stopped going to Sunday school.
If you won't tell him, I will.
If I get out of this alive, I'll go again. I promise.
Pull yourself together.
Childhart, did Leslie say... Huh?
Don't tell him.
Would you care to explain, sir, what you're doing on my bed with my wife?
I haven't touched your porridge. I mean your wife.
It's not Leslie's fault. I made him come or I'd sack him.
Sack him?
Yes, that's the first thing you need to know. Leslie works as my chauffeur.
Chauffeur?
He's broke.
Leslie! Is that true?
Yes.
That's pathetic.
Say, I knew you people were hiding something as if you needed to.
Pardon?
But what are friends for, Leslie? You think I've been offended or something?
You're really actually broke?
So you're down on your luck. Happens to us all. Nothing to be ashamed of. And you were in here trying to persuade Ilaria not to tell me?
For your wife's sake? Ah, say, it gets you right here.
Hubert, your wife? That's pathetic.
Hey, now, honey.
Come along, Leslie. You've got to go home. Mother's broken her leg.
Thank heavens. Toodle-pip, old chap. Toodle-pip.
Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett starred in Drop Me Here, Darling. Also featured were Edward Judd, Norma Ronald and Gordon Clyde. The program was written by Andrew Palmer and produced by Edward Tate.